And turn into another hot-button issue at the City Council last night, the preservation of the Phoenix Chinese Cultural Center. Council members rejected a citizen's petition for long-term preservation of the center, even after hours of passionate public comment, because the city can't stop the property owner from making changes. The center is 20 years old, so it doesn't qualify for historic status, but leaders did approve a survey to determine whether preservation is justified based on things like cultural importance and the unique architecture. Sam Wong is a Chandler City Council member and attended last night's meeting to make a plea for preservation, and he joins us now. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Sam, explain to us the center's features. Why is it an important place to you and other communities around the valley?
The major reason was the cultural significance. It's one of the kind in Arizona. It's probably very rare found in the whole United States either. And the Chinese architecture features are all preserved in that small garden. And also the tile is really, really rare to find and probably cannot be replicated anymore. Also for the Chinese people, it's the feeling they have why it need to be destroyed. And it cannot be moved either because the architecture was so unique. There's no nail on any wood structures. And all the stone was imported from China. So if that's been removed or destroyed, then it will really, really hurt the Chinese people's feeling.
Sam, are you satisfied with what the city council decided last night to do this survey and then try to maybe go from there?
Far from it. Mm-hmm. I think city council is just playing a game. It's not sincere, although they look sincere, but I'm sorry to say that because I'm also a council member in another city. But I don't think the Chinese people there really understand what the motion is. The motion is to do a study which will not stop anything, which won't be able to preserve the center. But the Chinese people did not know it. They thought the council is helping. And I would bet more than 90% of the Chinese people there understand that the preservation petition was denied. They did not know it was denied. They thought the council was on their side. So I just tried to educate the Chinese people there. No, our petition was denied. And they were so surprised because in the meeting, it sounds like everybody was on our side, was really, really care about the cultural significance of the Chinese cultural center.
Sam, so are you thinking maybe that the survey is a waste of time? I mean, do you think it would be better just to continue the talks between members of the Chinese community here in Arizona and the developers?
Definitely. It's just a waste of time. It's also a waste of the money. And especially the funny part is the survey or the study will be at the price of the Chinese communities. That means, okay, you want to preserve it, so you pay for it. And why do we need to pay for it? Why the city make that kind of suggestion to ask the community to pay for a study that city can do it? City have all the data in their archive or in the history. There's so many things out there. Also, in the meeting, the Chinese people already provide all the evidence and the data in that meeting. It's already well said there. That's why when I was there, I told the council I couldn't speak better than what already been spoken. Mm. I just asked the council to take action. And so I was speechless. When I know the petition was designed, the council don't even want to pass a resolution.
All right, Sam Wong, thanks for your thoughts on the Phoenix Chinese Cultural Center. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.